As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, June the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And, of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local in your browser. VocalLocal.com or VocalLocal.org, and you can jump in our chat room there. You can also pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM Lompoc, California. Maybe it's Lompoc, I think it might be. AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Yes, thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Let's get that list up about 50 stations long. That would be fun. Fantastic. Our listener call-in number remains about 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Of course, on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, you'll find all of the show archives for Become Vocal Local and so much more. You might consider becoming an Oracle member today. Precious metals are under fire heavily, so we'll talk about that today. The Gulf Macondo media blackout, of course, there's not much news there. But I got a whole browser full of very interesting things to discuss with you. And, of course, in our second hour, hopefully we'll have time to turn once again to John Stuart Mill and look at his own representative government. Let's jump into that market report for today. Grim news for the metals, there's no doubt about that. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading off $1.50 at $1,237.10. Just before airtime, it was trading at $1,228.30, off $10.30, continuing the hack job, the slashing, the precipitous decline that it's had over the last 24 hours. Silver this morning loses to the dime in early trading. Again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, running at $18.66 for a troy ounce of silver. Platinum lost 24 bucks. I mean, we're talking about a sea of red ink here this morning, folks. Platinum lost $24 in early trading, trades down at $1,541 an ounce. Palladium off 5 bucks at $462 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, not counting the bloodshed that's occurred since 9 o'clock this morning. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the low was $1,229. The high was $1,242.60. Had a pretty nice spike up there around the $1,242 area. But at $1,237.10, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, your gold was up $300 even for a 32.01% return on your investment. Let's see where it goes today. It's going to be interesting. The ETFs are all over this market.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Had a little bit of a misspeak there as we went on air. Said Wednesday earlier. No, it's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday. It's live. We're always live here on this broadcast. Anywho, it is Tuesday, June the 29th, 2010, bloody Tuesday. Yeah, it's happening. Anyway, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and look at our market report for this morning. Lots of bloodshed, lots of red ink all over the marketplace here this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading off $1.50. It's now off $10.30, but it was off $1.50, trading at $1,237.10 an ounce. Silver was down 10 cents at $18.66 for a troy ounce of silver. Platinum was off 24 bucks at 1,541. Palladium off 5 at 462. The SPDR gold shares this morning, the boys in London. I said that wrong. The London gold fix. I write all this stuff out, you know. Got to do it. London gold fix this morning, the AM gold fixing, $1,236. The SPDR gold shares, 1,316.18 metric tons in their treasure chest, unchanged from yesterday. There's ostensibly, it's $53.344 billion worth of gold in the GLD. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 5 at 10,000. There's nothing up here. If you're looking for it, don't hold your breath. Just the U.S. dollar index, that specious little trade-weighted thing. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday, off 5, 10,139. NASDAQ down 3, at 2,221. The standard Nocivariopoulos index, 500, off 2 at 1,075. Crude oil this morning off $1.93, trades it at 76.32, and yes, and only yes, the U.S. dollar index up 42 basis points, and I guess that's supposed to change the marketplace. And it did. It's trading out at 86.11 on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. That, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we see the bloodbath continue. The Canadian loonie off 128 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S., as the world has washed its hands of the Canadians now that we've trashed Toronto. Anyway, they spent $1 billion for nothing. Anyhow, they lose 128 basis points this morning. Their loonie goes down 90 to 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 75 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 50 basis points, trades at $1.22. The British pound loses 6 basis points, trades at $1.51. And the Swiss franc, that venerable Swiss franc, up 0.09%, or not darn much, at 92 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.62%. That's almost a giveaway. The 10-year is yielding 2.98%, and the 30-year for U.S. Treasuries bonded indebtedness is yielding 3.97%. The mortgage market this morning, we see a continuing decline in the interest rate on mortgages. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.33% a month ago to 4.1% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.92% a month ago to 4.64% today. So that's your market report in general right there. Lots of news out there today, but we're not going to cover much of it because it's generally just, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but let's go here, pick this one up. This is off Bloomberg. The Volcker Rule may give Goldman Sachs and Citigroup until 2022 to comply. That's, how do you like that for financial regulations? How's that for taking care of your buddies at Goldman, huh? Goldman Sachs and Citigroup are among U.S. banks that may have as long as a dozen years to cut stakes in in-house hedge funds and private equity units under a regulatory revamp agreed to last week. Now, they have a picture here. They got a photograph here of the former Federal Reserve Chairman and current Obama advisor, Paul Volcker. This guy is 82 years old, I think. Yeah, 82 years old. It's going to be not until 2022 for these cuts to take it in effect. This guy's going to go the way of Robert Byrd. He'll be dead before this ever takes effect. Rules curbing banks and investments in their own funds would take effect in 15 months to 2 years after a law is passed. Of course, it hasn't been passed yet, according to the bill. Banks would have 2 years to comply with a potential for 3 1-year extensions after that. They could seek another 5 years for illiquid funds, such as private equity or real estate, said Lawrence Kaplan, good Irish boy there, Lawrence Kaplan, an attorney at Paul Hastings, Janofsky & Walker LLP in Washington, giving banks until 2022 to fully implement the so-called Volcker Rule is an accommodation for Wall Street and what Barry the Usurper calls the toughest financial reform since the 1930s. Give us a break, Barry. The Glass-Steagall Act of 1933 forced commercial banks, such as what is now J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, to shed their investment banking units in less than 2 years. You see the difference between a lick and stick and a free pass? Well, one of the big concerns for banks was how to unwind these funds, Kaplan said. This takes a lot of that argument away by giving them as much as 12 years to do so. That's 3 presidential terms, by the way, in case you were wondering how the math worked. All right. The proposal, named for the former Federal Reserve Chairman and current usurper advisor, Paul Volcker, here it is, 82, seeks to avoid future bailouts by curbing risk-taking and initially aimed to ban banks from investing in hedge funds and private equities. Of course, who knows what's going to happen over the next 12 years, right? It was a watered-down final negotiation last week, allowing lenders to invest as much as 3% of their capital in funds. Deutsche Bank analysts Matt O'Connor and Michael Carrier wrote in a note to clients last week. what clients he wrote the note to, but I guess they wrote a note. Volker's view? Andrea Raphael, a spokeswoman for Goldman Sachs, declined to comment, as did Citigroup's Duncan Smith. Both banks are based in New York. Hell, both banks own New York. Partly as a result of last-minute changes to the wording of the bill, analysts, lawyers, and congressional staffers say it's unclear whether the extension period for illiquid funds would run concurrently with other transition periods that could mandate full compliance in less than 12 years. Well, there's a lot more to that article. The thing hasn't passed. It's just a bunch of window dressing. Hope you feel good about it. It certainly doesn't make me feel very good. I'd like to see some of these people at Goldman Sachs swinging on a rope. Anyway, this right off of Bloomberg, a little bit more. U.S. bid for tobacco company damages rejected by the high court, Altria gains. All right? All of you out there that are smokers, take note. Anyway, the U.S. Supreme Court, this by Greg Storr, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Justice Department's bid for as much as $280 billion in tobacco company profits, refusing to hear a usurper's administration appeal. Altria Group, Inc. and Reynolds American, the largest cigarette maker, surged on the news. In other words, good news for the tobacco companies. I could go both ways on this, you know. Some of these tobacco companies are just as corrupt as Goldman Sachs Group is. I'd like to get our rolling tobacco off the Indian reservations again at a decent price without any added chemicals. How about you? We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so you all realize, of course, that all of the various and sundry taxes that are levied against tobacco, this is a single, this is a minority, this is singling out a minority that hasn't the voting power necessary to be able to protect itself. So this is democracy at work. This is where all of the wolves eat the sheep, all right? Basically the way that it goes down. And they've had so much claptrap come out from the medical professions and all of the other places condemning and castigating tobacco in this country that, you know, we've got most of the, all of the hanky-wringers going on board with them. But, of course, most people don't realize that tobacco was the first money in this, on this continent. You could just be able to take a hand or two of tobacco to the wharfs and meet the boats as they come in and select the wife and pay the bride's price, coming across the Atlantic, just to let you know. Lots of trade was done in tobacco. It wasn't until the tobacco was really discovered and first exported to Europe that they realized that it was a valuable commodity. Of course, the American Indians, if you want to call them that, the Native Americans, all the various tribes had a variety of different ways and applications that they would use tobacco. Tobacco was highly prized. A lot of it was considered medicinal. Some of it was religious applications, too. They use it in their ceremonies for a variety of things. If you want to clean out all the red bugs and the mites out of your chicken house, tobacco works real well for that. Lots of uses for tobacco. It's also a real strong poison. If you want to go and kill bugs with it and stuff like that, you can spray tobacco on plants and it'll kill the bugs off of them just sure as you can tell. But it's also a pretty nice smoke, and a lot of people enjoy smoking. I certainly do anyway. The rebuff, this is an article off of Bloomberg, the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting the Justice Department's bid for as much as $280 billion in tobacco company profits. In other words, they're trying to get in their pocket again, making it more difficult for these companies to stay in existence. The rebuff all but ensures that the racketeering suit first pressed by Bill Clinton's administration won't result in financial penalties against Altria's Philip Morris USA and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. It's the second time the High Court has refused to hear the government's arguments in the case. That's kind of good news. Altria climbed 64 cents or 3.3% to $20.34 a share, I guess, at 4 o'clock on the New York Stock Exchange. And then it goes on and talks about how well they're doing. The court also rejected a group of industry appeals aimed at overturning a trial judge's finding that the cigarette makers defrauded the public about the dangers of smoking for more than 50 years. That was overturned. It's a breather for the industry, said Tom Russo, who oversees more than $3 billion, including almost 7 million Altria shares, as of March the 31st. It would have been just another skirmish they would have had to address. FDA regulation. The industry came under the regulation of the Food and the Drug Administration last year and resulted in a $21.70 a pound tax on my rolling tobacco, and it just about drove all of the Indian tobacco off the shelves of our local tobacco stores, much to my chagrin. But you can imagine going in and having to pay $35 or $40 for a pound of rolling tobacco that already had taxes stacked on top of it. That should ought and perhaps necessarily have been about a $10 bag of tobacco. Anyway, now they're just, they claim that they're going to use this money, of course, to finance a children's insurance, medical insurance program. Balderdash. These raping bastards, they don't care where they go, but they love to steal from the few and give it to the many. U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler's ruling could open companies to continuing judicial oversight and impose more stringent limits on their business practices than the 2009 law that let the FDA regulate tobacco. The government appeal filed by U.S. Solicitor General Elena Kagan argued that judges have authority to order the return of ill-gotten gains under the 1970 U.S. Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, also known as RICO. Congress vested district courts with full equitable authority. Equitable authority, equitable authority. Equity operates in the absence of law. It's like going to the Pope, begging for an indulgence. You pay your money, you get your price, you know. Congress vested, this is like your Lord Chancery, this is your Chancery Courts of England. Congress vested district courts with full equitable authority to award complete relief for violations of RICO, including orders to disgorge ill-gotten gains. I wonder how we can disgorge the ill-gotten gains out of the hands of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. How can we disgorge the ill-gotten gains out of the Federal Reserve banking system and all their whore daughters, courts and banks and so on and so forth? Well, I guess I'm a little bit steamy this morning. Public education. Matthew Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, said today in an emailed statement, quote, "It's now critical that the trial court move forward with strongly enforcing the remedies that it did order." Well, of course, you know, if I were to tell you, I don't want you to think about three little monkeys riding bicycles around and around in a circle wearing striped jerseys. You'd probably remember those three little monkeys riding around on bicycles wearing striped jerseys forever, for the rest of your life. So you get in there to the young people and you start hammering on them from the time that they're in kindergarten. Tell them not to smoke cigarettes and don't you dare do marijuana and forget all about methamphetamine and crack and cocaine and heroin. And guess what they'll be doing by the time they're 16. Anyway, the Federal Appeals Court in Washington said in 2005 that RICO allows only forward-looking remedies and doesn't let the government recoup ill-gotten gains. All right? So you get away with it. Goldman Sachs gets away with it, and they walk away scot-free, and you can't go back and clobber them later. Supreme Court rejected the government's first bid for review of that ruling in 2005 while leaving the open the possibility of a second Justice Department's appeal after Kessler issued a final judgment in the case. Well, there's more here. You can find the article this morning up on Bloomberg if you want to read about that. There's a lot more to it. I found this one rather humorous. If it wasn't so serious, I guess it would be humorous. This again off of Bloomberg this morning. Deep cover Russian spies worked in the U.S., the FBI says. Bob Van Voris and Patricia Hurtado, writing for Bloomberg New News. 10 alleged members of a, quote, long-term deep-cover Russian spy ring, whose ultimate goal was to infiltrate U.S. policymaking circles, have been arrested, the Justice Department said. Well, what do I find humorous about this? Is Russian spy ring? Well, I think if they were to go in and take a look at Congress, and look at the lobbying groups, and look at JINSA, and look at the ADL, and give these dual citizen Israelis a once-over, you'd find that this little 10-member covert, deep-cover Russian spy ring doesn't even merit a blip on the radar history, a radar of history. Anyway, the arrests in the New York area and in Boston and Arlington, Virginia, were the result of an investigation by U.S. authorities into the ring, which began operating in the 1990s, according to two criminal complaints unsealed yesterday. If they would take an equally long, hard look at this Israelis, if you will, this Jewish invasion, really, that came on under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, back to Woodrow Wilson, about in that time period, just about the time that things were going south for the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks, in various parts, as its communism was swept across Europe, they flooded over here by the perhaps millions in boats, illegal and legal aliens coming in. Maybe if we would go back and take a look at that deep cover spy ring, we could start cleaning up some of the mess, but they're not going to do that. The alleged ring included agents posing as American and Canadian citizens. Sound familiar? We'll be back.
Oracle Broadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we return once again taking a look at this rather lengthy article off of the Bloomberg News website this morning about these deep cover Russian spies in our country. And the article continues, the alleged ring included agents posing as American and Canadian citizens, some of them living in the U.S. for more than 20 years. Maybe that would be like Barry the Usurper, maybe, Rahm Emanuel, you know. Who are the rest of them? Everybody's going to go home to Israel and spend time with their family, right? Once a year around Yom Kippur. The conspiracy involved at least three unnamed Russian government officials, including an official associated with the Russian mission to the United Nations. Oh, my God. The list could just be endless, couldn't it? The government charged 11 individuals, including the 10 arrested on June the 27th, with conspiring to act as illegal agents of the Russian Federation within the U.S. How about the PNAC boys? And that bunch? That cabal? And the bunch that overthrew the government here the last selection period? Yeah? And Jinza, as I said, ADL, the rest of them. Unbelievable. Well, I guess selective enforcement rules the day sometimes. I want to see if I can play this right now and see if we can get it to work. I'm having some difficulty. So in the chat room, if you guys want to pay attention and help me out here, hopefully you've got your high-speed browsers up. Let's see if we can play this. This is a C-SPAN video forwarded to me by Vicki Davis. Wanted to draw to our attention this fellow named Edward Lee, a State Department Officer of Mexican Affairs Director, being interviewed, and he's going over Mexico relations. You know, I thought as long as we were looking at that illegal alien invasion and the takeover of the state parks, we had to figure out maybe a little bit about what the Mexican affairs director might have to say. Let's see if this works for me, and if it's too loud, let me know. If it's too loud or too soft, let me know, and I'll adjust the volumes accordingly. Here we go. I'm along. Let's go. It's going to go up and do its thing. One of the problems with this Windows 7's technology is it just doesn't do the things we would have it do. Let's see, maybe I'll have to reload that. Oh, it's amazing why it just does the things that it does. Let's see if we can do that. We'll come back to it in a second. I'll refresh the browser, see if it'll come up.
Washington Journal continues.
Well, the Washington Journal is pleased to introduce you to Alex Lee. He is a career State Department official, and he is currently the director of the Mexican Affairs Office. What is that office, and where does it fall in the State Department?
Well, good morning, Peter. Yes, it's an office in the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs in the Department of State. It's a large office that basically focuses on all sorts of aspects of our bilateral relationship with Mexico. It's actually one of our largest geographic offices. We have a total of 17 people working on economics, merit initiative, border issues, environmental issues, climate change negotiations, support, a whole variety. Everything that you can imagine in a bilateral relationship, we're involved one way or the other.
Well, Alex Lee, when President Calderon of Mexico says a week or so back that the U.S. is the world's biggest drug addict and that the drug traffic problem is our fault, do you agree with him?
Well, there is no question about it that we have a joint responsibility. U.S. demand for drugs is the demand for the drugs coming from Mexico or going through Mexico. And I think that's one of the things that represents the historic breakthrough in the Merit Initiative, is that both sides kind of recognize the joint responsibility. Both sides recognize that each other was necessary for us to solve the problem and address the problem. And so we had no difficulty in accepting our part of the responsibility.
When you say that, has Mexico accepted its part of the responsibility?
Oh, very much so. Mexico, when President Calderon decided to take on the cartels, he did something historic. He took on a very, very huge challenge in Mexico, and you can see the effect of that decision. It really has forced the cartels to be put on the defensive. It has initiated a law enforcement revolution in Mexico, and it has opened doors for bilateral cooperation in a way that never existed before.
Let's get the numbers up on the screen because we only have a short time with Alex Lee. 202 is the area code, 737-0001 for Republicans, 737-0002 for Democrats, and 628-0205 for all others. The drug issue and the issue of the border and people coming over the border, are they related?
Not really, except in the sense that the cartels will go into all forms of illegal activity. They're primarily transnational smuggling operations, and they will go wherever the profit is. But their core business is drugs, drug trafficking, but they have branched out into kidnapping, into murder for hire, in for extortion. Wherever there can be a gain, they will go into it.
First call up for our guest is from Camdenton, Missouri. Joyce, Republican line. Hi.
Hi. For me, immigration and the lawlessness along the borders is the priority for me. We've been invaded by terrorists. I don't care whether they're Mexican or not, but we have to take control of our country again. And it's my understanding that there's parts of Arizona where the government is telling Americans not to go because it's too dangerous. We have to do something about this now. What are we going to do? Just lay down and let these people destroy our country. I realize that drugs are a big problem, But you have to do something now. You can't just talk about it and allow this to happen. And we cannot grant amnesty to everybody that wants to come across that border.
Okay. There is no question about it that the most comprehensive solution is immigration reform, and that is something that President Obama has pledged to move forward when possible. The reality is along the border, the U.S. government has greatly increased its presence. Border Patrol, for example, is almost twice the size it was compared to 4 or 5 years ago. And the U.S. government and DHS, particularly DHS and Department of Justice, are leading a major effort to plus up the personnel and resources assigned all along the border. It's a huge challenge, but I would say that our efforts along the border have produced dividends. Less people are coming across the border, and you can see it in the numbers between 2008 and 2009, a reduction of about 250,000 individuals who were not apprehended. So,
okay, well, that's about enough of that. Let me bring the volumes back under line in control one more time. And so basically you can see how this Edward Lee, the State Department, Office of Mexican Affairs Director, thinks about things like, you know, kidnapping and drug cartel, the drug running and that sort of thing, and murder for hire and all of these things. This is all just, you know, as far as the cartels are concerned, you know, it's profit good and it's, you know, loss bad. It's the same kind of a economic moral ethic that we have here in the United States and all around the world. We are being influenced by the same banking cartels. So it's always profit good, you know, loss bad. And wherever there's a profit to make, whether it's in the poppy fields in Afghanistan or whether it's, you know, trafficking souls through the Vatican or, you know, any human trafficking, you know, like the Vatican rat lines and those sort of things, no matter where you look, it's okay. This is a pretty good thing. You know, your rebbes could be, you know, taking organs out of the, you know, the children in Palestine. As long as there's a good profit for it, you know, this is a good thing. This is a transnational thing, and it's a part of our economic situation that we really need to embrace, and we need to understand that, you know. And even though there's the less than 250, maybe 300,000 people coming across the border this year than there was last year, you know, hey, this is an okay thing. We're making a lot of progress. You know, Calderon, he's really stepped up to the plate. He sucked up his testiculars. You know, he's going to go in. He's challenging the cartels. But do you notice the way that he avoided the lady, the caller from Camden, Missouri's question? What are you going to do about the Pinal County problem, pal? What are you going to do about 80 miles of the border being closed down to the United States, closed down from the American citizens? What are you going to do about it on a real term? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about it. I think he thinks this guy might be from Austria. You listen to his accent. He's also very much involved with the Canadians in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Do you think that this guy really wants to see an end, a cessation to the problem? No, he doesn't. You know, when Jeff called the other morning, brought it out into the audience, like, hey, look at this, it's happening down here, you know, Baboof, the sheriff, you know, he's almost calling out for help. He's calling for help. But, of course, when all of the various and sundry patriotic Americans responded to his call for help, what did he say? Oh, no. The federal government's going to have to help us out on this one. No, thanks. We really don't want your help today. I was just kidding. We're happy with the signs. Ain't nothing going to change, folks. Nothing's going to change.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so just kind of as a solution, I suppose, advance it this way, in regards to the lady that called in from Camden, Missouri, to make a comment on this C-SPAN video program featuring Edward Lee, a State Department Office of Mexican Affairs Director. Formerly, I think he was the Office of Canadian Affairs Director, too. It's the overlord of the implementation of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America. But just kind of like a solution or a comment of mine, you should have seen in the video the look, the change, the look of relief on Edward Lee's face here, State Department official, when the caller made the fatal error. And this is the fatal error if you're involved in talk radio. If you want to call into somebody's broadcast, if you want to call in on some of these broadcasts like C-SPAN where they have somebody out there and you want to bring them to task for something, she made the fatal error. In other words, at the very end of her call, at the very end of her comment, she switched over and she talked about amnesty. All right? She had a perfectly on-point, poignant, very difficult question to ask or to answer. And you should have just seen that his shoulders went down, his smile came up, he knew he had her, he had the stupid dumb sheeple one more time because she left an opening. And so instead of addressing her question, she gave him the open, he took the open in her last moment on air, took the moment, and he converted it and talked a little bit about amnesty and then went on off on his trail. He couldn't address what was happening in Pinal County, he couldn't address what's happening in Arizona, because it would violate his globalist principles. So, all of you, if you're listening and you're active, involved in talk radio, and you do call in on some of these things, stick to a point, keep the topic, make the discussion go from easy softball to a hard ball, and then don't give them any reasonable room at the end. All right? That's just my advice. If you really want to go in there and lay these people to waste, don't switch around. Don't give them two or three topics. If you're in a public meeting, give them a question. Let them, you know, just lay the question out and then just sit there and be quiet. Wait for your next opportunity to ask another question, but go through one question. Don't switch. Don't give them two. Don't give them their choice. Give them one question and then be quiet and wait for their response. Anyway, so that's that. A very interesting little video clip. Thank you, Vicki, for sending it in and sharing it with us this morning. And, folks, you're welcome to call in throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You want to weigh in on any of this stuff. Now, this is another one. Alex is to become the hurricane as swells reach the Gulf spill. We've been hearing about this, and I don't know whether they got Harp all fired up and ready to rock and roll on this one or not. But as we've said in the past, if Benjamin Livingston was given a call and asked to put this hurricane to sleep or to bed, Weather Modification Control, Inc., or Weather Modification, Inc., their company, could probably do it, from what he said in the past. But Tropical Storm Alex, the first named system of the Atlantic hurricane season, isn't it interesting? You know, Tsar Alexander, you know, murdered by the Bolsheviks and all that, and the overthrow of the Romanov dynasty, the takedown of Russia. And so Alex is coming in, threatening the Gulf, and it was Katrina, Catherine the Great, also Russian, that laid Louisiana and the Gulf states low the last time around. So anyway, Tropical Storm Alex, and they assassinated Alex, right? Alexander the Great. The first named system of the Atlantic hurricane season strengthened today, forcing the evacuation of rigs in the Gulf of Mexico and pushing swells toward the worst U.S. oil spill. The storm, packing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, that's still not enough to be a hurricane, it has to get to 74, we'll find that out in a moment, but the storm, packing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, was 460 miles southeast of Brownsville, Texas, before dawn this morning, moving north-northwest at about 8 miles per hour, so it's a real slow churn. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said in its advisory a hurricane warning was issued for the coast of Texas near Padre Island to the mouth of the Rio Grande and south of the Mexican border to La Cruz. The Hurricane Center said the storm will strengthen and turn more to the northwest today, moving further from the oil spill, it said. BPPLC efforts to contain the spill may be disrupted as weather conditions worsen. But as we see, it's turning to the northwest. Now, unless they bring up the HAARP and turn it to the northeast and drive it across the spill zone, the leaking flood zone, the volcano zone, or however you want to call that asphalt volcano roaring there, unless they do something or something happens, the very hand of God, even if it's got... never mind, Will. Don't say that on air. Okay. we'll see what happens. Landfall near the U.S.-Mexico border is expected late tomorrow or early July the 1st. A hurricane watch means storm conditions may develop within 36 hours. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for the low-lying coastal area from Baffin Bay to Port O'Connor. A storm system is named once sustained winds reach 39 miles per hour. Alex will be a large hurricane, said Jim Royler, senior energy meteorologist for Planalytics, like Planet or Planalytics. I don't know if they're planning this analytic or not. He said yesterday, quote, current projections place the destructive right forward quad of Alex across southeast Texas, possibly up to Corpus Christi. So it doesn't say Corpus Christi. Will. Christi. The body of Christ. The dead corpse of Christ. Corpus Christi, right? Okay, oil spill. The storm's track keeps it away from a direct hit on the oil slick from the damaged BP well. Large ocean swells are making their way through toward the oil spill, said Brian Lamar, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Slidell, Louisiana. A hurricane is like a giant plunger, and the waves radiate outward, said Joe Bastardi, the chief hurricane forecaster at AccuWeather, Inc. in State College, PA. Some big swells are coming out and pushing oil to the coast, and there isn't anything anyone can do about it. BP needs about three more days to connect a new cap that will feed crude from the leaking Macondo well to the Helix producer, a vessel that can capture 20 to 25,000 barrels a day beyond the London-based company's current containment capacity and so on and so forth. So whether or not this will be a real challenge is to be seen, but they're looking at swells maybe as high as 12 feet in the next 36 hours. So that's going to be rather interesting. Here's another rather interesting piece, of course, as we talk about British Petroleum. Kind of let that clip run a little longer than I'd planned, but we'll get it in here. This is off of British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum's website, Target Neutral. Thank you, Chris, for sending this in. Target Neutral, cutting vehicle CO2 emissions. So out of one side of the mouth, they're talking sustainable development and green energy and all of this sort of stuff. And on the other side of their mouth, in the real world, you know, as they say, you judge a tree by its fruits. Well, in its real world, it's soiling its nest so bad. It's not even their nest, it's our nest. They're soiling our nest in the Gulf of Mexico so bad, it makes all discussion of CO2 emissions moot, as far as I'm concerned. As a matter of fact, this continuation of discussing sustainable development and green energy in the light of British Petroleum's failures here is an insult to our intelligence. This, off of a page, Target Neutral, cutting vehicle CO2 emissions. Target Neutral is a non-profit program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. For those in the chat room, you can go back and look at the posting on the Club of Rome. You see that the Club of Rome uses these programs and systems. This harkens back to Auguste Comte. Anyway, Target Neutral is a non-profit-making program that gives drivers a simple, practical way to make their own personal contribution to reducing, replacing, and neutralizing the harmful CO2 emissions their driving produces. About Target Neutral, the Target Neutral program is another example of BP's long-term strategy of finding new and better ways to minimize the impact of road transport fuels on the environment and contribute to the solution of climate change. If you can believe that, that page is still on their website. They should be sued for fraud. Target Neutral now operates in 6 countries across Europe and has sourced voluntary emissions reductions. These are VERs from another 8 countries to date. All right, voluntary compliance. It's always based on your voluntary compliance. Join the Target Neutral program by logging on to www.targetneutral.com. Drivers can calculate how much their CO2 their cars emit. You want to find out what your carbon footprint is? Well, these people are ready to help you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, getting underway in our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news on the browser today. We've been talking about new news and newsy news all morning. Lots of very interesting stuff. Of course, it was difficult to find any news this morning, especially on the Bloomberg site, which I scour every day from 6 o'clock in the morning, my time, until airtime. Most of the information out there is smokescreen stuff. If you want to find out about what length of beads and what caliber of beads Elena Kagan is wearing to compliment her other roles and cheeks, why, you can find that on Bloomberg this morning, but you're not going to get much of substance. And that is rather troubling. There's nothing seeming to come out of Bloomberg now that we've had plenty of time to excoriate BP, Anadarko, Nalco, Halliburton, and all the rest of the financial players. But there's nothing coming off of Bloomberg as far as the environmental impacts of this disaster or catastrophe, as Robert Schroeder likes to call it, in the Gulf. Anyway, it's all pointing across the ocean. It's all looking at the economic cycles in Europe and so on and so forth. But again, this off of BP's own website. I have had plenty of sustainable development in my life. All right? I've had enough of the green agenda. I have long been a brown fella, not a green, greeny weeny. All right? There's a big difference going on here, but unfortunately people adopt the memes, they use the language, they advance the issues. And whenever I use the term sustainable development, it's always with disdain, condemnation, castigation, ostracization, and any other adjectives that you can throw into the same sentence to let anyone that wants to hear me and the sound of my voice realize that I'm opposed to this globalist change agent verbiage. And I'm willing to dedicate my life to quash the movement before it can quash us. Anyway, this off of Bloomberg, Target Neutral, a non-profit-making program of action that gives United Nations program of action out of Rio de Janeiro 1992, Agenda 21. Target Neutral is a non-profit-making program that gives drivers a simple, practical way to make their own contribution to reducing, replacing, and neutralizing. Isn't that something along the lines of the recycling logo? The three arrows that go around and around, isn't that similar to the three circles, the economy, environment, and equity of the sustainable development movement? Isn't that similar to the three rings in the Olympiad? Isn't that similar to the Trilateral Commission's logos? Doesn't that harken back to Peter Dennis Sutherland, former chief of British Petroleum? Anyway, again, by logging on to www.targetneutral.com, drivers can calculate how much CO2 their car emits, find out how to reduce that figure, and also learn more about global projects to minimize their CO2. As the methane and the other gases and benzene boil and roil out of the Gulf, and people wonder whether they're going to be able to remain in their homes along the Gulf. Interesting, they're worried about CO2, which you can breathe and breathe plenty of it, and it's good for the grass and it's good for the lawn, but that's not the same with benzene. It is easy to participate. It involves a cash contribution to the program. It's easy to participate and involves a cash program, you know, contribution to the program, usually about £20 per year, depending on your vehicle, mileage, and fuel consumption. Why the hell would you want to send these chumps any money? 20 pounds British? I don't think so. Sterling? No way. We'll be back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we'll go just a moment or two more on this target neutral thing from British Petroleum, but this is certainly not the only one that's out there. There's a whole gob and a bunch of others like it. Not only on the British Petroleum website, their Beyond Petroleum website, but there's many, many other websites along this ilk as well. But again, how does this work? Join the target neutral program. Again, you go to this website, www.targetneutral.com. And you can calculate how much CO2 your car emits. Of course, on the same website, you can go up and find out about how your lifestyle is doing, what's your house like, you know, what's your carbon footprint in your home, blah, 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 all this bow, wow, woof, woof, you know, all that stuff. Anywho, it continues here. You can calculate how much CO2 your car emits, find out how to reduce that figure, and also learn more about global projects. Yeah, you're going to find out about globalism, all right, to minimize CO2. It's easy to participate. Involves a cash contribution to the program, usually around 20 pounds British, you know, British pounds there, depending on your vehicle, mileage, and fuel consumption. Continues, closes out this way. How does target neutral work? That's a question we're all asking. In most countries, BP will also make a cash contribution for every liter of BP fuel purchased, excluding fuel card purchases, by target neutral members using loyalty cards. Loyalty cards, swearing your loyalty oath to the crown, the parliament assembled, and Lord Brown's homosexual buddies, British Petroleum's Tony Hayward, loyalty cards. All of BP's UK fuel tankers and all company cars in Austria, Switzerland, and France neutralize their emissions from driving through target neutral. All the money raised, barring the value-added tax, card transaction fees, membership pack fees, goes towards independently verified emissions reduction projects that reduce or avoid CO2 being released into the atmosphere to offset CO2 emissions produced from target neutral members driving emissions. I don't imagine that there's a little insert that comes along with your loyalty card that tells you all of the rest of the weasel clauses that they're going to use. But again, all the money raised, except the value-added tax, except the card transaction fees, except membership pack fees, and any other fees that their lawyers and legal beagles came up with, all of that would go towards reducing, or it would go towards creating projects and programs. Of course, they have supervisors and overhead and buildings and rent and tax and license and insurance and, well, you get the idea. Don't hold your breath. Let the CO2 just kind of flow gently out of between your lips as your creator intended it to. The scheme, at least they're honest there, is monitored and guided by an independent advisory and assurance panel. Right? You think any of this money's ever going to get to the ground, folks? No, it won't. The scheme is monitored and guided. I wonder if these guys are hooked up with Goldman Sachs. Probably. The scheme is monitored and guided by an independent advisory and assurance panel chaired by Sir Jonathan Porritt. Sir Jonathan, Lord, yes, sir, excuse me, Sir Jonathan. Target Neutral gives drivers an easy, affordable way to play their part in balancing the equation. Please contribute to the solution of climate change by joining Target Neutral, thus saith the sun god BP. All right, here's another one. Ready to puke? Go with me here. This is sent to us by Chris, our faithful, loyal reporter. The ICROA, this is the International Carbon Reduction and Offset Alliance. Bet you didn't know they existed, but they do. Quite a website here, www.icroa.org. ICROA is a not-for-profit alliance of leading carbon reduction and offset providers. Barry the Usurper is probably involved in this group. No doubt Al Gore would be as well. ICROA provides leadership and a unified voice advocating for rigorous industry standards. ICROA members support a reduce and offset approach to carbon management. That's you and me, of course. We are the carbon on this planet. You know, your body is well over 90% carbon, and they're going to carbon manage you all right, and me too. And they all comply, voluntary compliance, with and publicly report against the ICROA Code of Best Practices. Well, there's your best practices and codes, too. Codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. The ICROA will support rigorous standards for the voluntary carbon market. Voluntary carbon market. Oh, yes, it's voluntary, isn't it? It's just like the Social Security card. And it's just like your driver license. It's just like vehicle inspection and registration, right? It's just like insurance, automobile insurance, liability insurance, and health care, right? It's just like your Internal Revenue Service payments. It's voluntary. Voluntary compliance. It helps businesses and individuals achieve significant direct emissions reductions. The rope is supplied. Encourage the use of real, verified, permanent, additional, and unique carbon offsets as part of an overall reduce and offset carbon management strategy. Establish best practice through the promotion of the ICROA Code of Best Practices. It's kind of like the International Building Codes, the ICC, formerly chaired by the former FEMA director, James Lee Witt. James Lee Witt is going to have something to say about how everything and anything that ever gets rebuilt in the Ninth Ward will be built, and it will be built according to the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. And no doubt in your community, wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, your small town has been dialogued into consensus by the change agents sent out into the hinterlands, either by the and through the Chambres du Commerce, or perhaps by your local university extension office, and they most likely have implemented the International Property Maintenance Code in a town near you, perhaps the one that you're living in, and that's why the code enforcement officer can come with his clipboard and his sidearm and his code inspection badge and turn your life inside out and upside down and fine you out of your property in less than 60 days' time. But you didn't know that was possible. You don't need eminent domain in America anymore. We have the International Property Maintenance Code. Here's some more from the ICROA. They promise they will establish best practice through the promotion of the ICRO Code of Best Practice and adherence to that code among its members. And if you don't adhere to their code, you can anticipate that you will be regulated, you will be fined out of existence. Provide an expert voice on carbon reduction policies, strategies, products, and services. You know, we live in a world where experts say. And if you're holding a Chamber of Commerce meeting, or if you need to have a speaker at the next City Council meeting, or your next Planning Commission meeting, I'm sure that the ICROA will provide a speaker and outline your best practices to follow.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so just to get a little idea of some of the things that the ICROA might be involved in, we can turn to their press and news page, and it goes like this. The ICROA is pleased to support the Colloquium on Aviation and Climate Change, which is being organized by the International Civil Aviation Organization. These guys are into everything. They're up your stovepipe. At the ICAO headquarters, where? In Montreal. Oh, that's nice. From 11th to the 14th of May, this event will focus on strategies. We should past tense it and say this event focused on strategies and programs of the ICAO, industry, academic research institutions, and international organizations to harness technological, scientific, and economic solutions in the global fight against climate change. Once again, academia is not your friend. Academia, heavily financed as it is by tax dollars internationally, is the breeding ground for this poisonous sickness. And they infect young people's minds. They come out with these degrees in carbon finance and believe falsely that they're doing the right thing for Mother Gaia. ICROA is pleased to support the Carbon Finance North America 2010, New York, June 8th and the 9th. This just passed. This well-established annual event. What do you mean, well-established annual event? Well, I guess you may never have heard of this before, but they've been around, apparently, long enough to become well-established annually. Comes at a crucial time for U.S. climate policy. Let's see, June the 9th. Oh, that would be, 11 days before Hitler's birthday? The commencement of Macondo's Gently Weeping, George Harrison. This well-established annual event comes at a crucial time for U.S. climate policy. Seems everything is coming at a convenient time for U.S. climate policy as businesses, investors, and regulators seek to understand how America will move to a low-carbon future. Attend to discover how and when to take action on emissions, how to profit from the new investment opportunities, and to network with the key players in the U.S. carbon market. For more information, please visit, and they give you the environmentalfinance.com, environmental-finance.com. That would be one to look into. Again, I'm looking at the ICROA.org website. You can find it on your browser this morning. Carbon Markets Asia. The ICROA is pleased to support Carbon Markets Asia Singapore from June the 22nd through the 23rd. The 6th Annual Carbon Markets Asia Congress will bring together all those working in carbon markets in the region to examine how the industry has changed since Copenhagen, and how the market can move forward successfully, bringing together policymakers, project developers, financiers, DNAs, DOEs, traders, and other carbon professionals. The Congress will be a one-stop shop for all your knowledge and networking needs. And you can visit the website at greenpowerconferences.com. Carbon Markets, Asia, bringing together policymakers, project developers, financiers, DNEs, DNAs, DOEs, traders, and other carbon professionals to a town in Asia. This is one off of NASA's website. Never a straight answer, NASA. We talked about this before. Did you go to the moon? Didn't you go to the moon? I don't think you went to the moon. The reason I don't think you went to the moon is because you're not going to be able to penetrate the thermosphere. Don't find the thermosphere in much, you know, book in many books these days. But here on NASA and the students' features, this is the for students page. They talk a little bit about the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth is surrounded by a blanket of air, which we call the atmosphere. It reaches over 560 kilometers, that would be 348 miles for English-speaking people, from the surface of the Earth. So we're only able to see what occurs fairly close to the ground. And that's good for NASA. And it's good for all of the various and sundry departments in the military-industrial complex, but it's bad. It's bad for others. Early attempts at studying the nature of the atmosphere used clues from the weathers, that beautiful multicolored sunset and sunrise and the twinkling of stars. With the use of sensitive instruments from space, better put that in parentheses, folks, put that in parentheses, from space, try low Earth orbiting platforms. We are able to get a better view of the functioning of our atmosphere. Life on Earth is supported by the atmosphere, solar energy, and our planet's magnetic fields. The atmosphere absorbs the energy from the sun, recycles water and other chemicals, and works with electrical and magnetic forces to provide a moderate climate. And it works quite well, by the way. The atmosphere also protects us from high-energy radiation, and then they say, and the frigid vacuum of space. How did it get so cold in space, after all, with the sun burning there for so long? You got a vacuum bottle that you take with you in your truck? What is the idea of a vacuum bottle? Well, it tends to keep hot things hot and cold things cold. I imagine if you were to drop the sun down into the top of your Stanley thermos, everything in that vacuum would remain quite toasty. The envelope of gas surrounding the Earth, of course, they do want you to think that you'd have to take your thermal underwear with you when you go out on a trip to the moon. You wouldn't want to get cold up there, now would you? The envelope of gas surrounding the Earth changes from the ground up. Four distinct layers have been identified using thermal characteristics, temperature changes, chemical composition, movement, and density. The one that we're all familiar with is the troposphere. The troposphere starts at Earth's surface and extends 8 miles, between 5 to 9 miles up. All right? Now, it seems like not very long, not very far, but if you had a ladder that was 9 miles high, it would take you a while to climb it, wouldn't it? Anyway, this part of the atmosphere is the most dense. As you climb higher in this layer, as if you could climb higher in that layer, the temperature drops from about 17 to minus 52 degrees Celsius. Almost all the weather is in this region. The troposphere separates the troposphere from the next layer. The tropopause separates the troposphere from the next layer. The tropopause and the troposphere are known as the lower atmosphere. Then we come to the stratosphere. And the stratosphere is what we need for DXers. We bounce our shortwave frequencies up into the stratosphere and it bounces down and hits the ground someplace else. But the stratosphere starts just above the troposphere and extends to 31 miles up. Compared to the troposphere, this part of the atmosphere is dry and less dense. This temperature in this region increases gradually to minus 3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's not an increase gradually. It decreases gradually to minus 3. Well, it does. It depends on how you look at it. It was down to 52 degrees Celsius, and then it gets warmer. So I guess, yes, it increases gradually to a minus 3 degrees Celsius due to the absorption of ultraviolet radiation. The ozone layer, which absorbs and scatters the solar ultraviolet radiation, is in this layer. 99% of air, quote-unquote air, is located in the troposphere and stratosphere. The stratosphere separates the stratopause separates the stratosphere from the next layer. We have these opauses and ospheres. The mesosphere. The mesosphere starts just above the stratosphere and extends to 53 miles high. Well, just hang on there. Things are about to change in the atmosphere.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so with rather a lengthy introduction here to the atmosphere, we conclude from NASA. I want to bring this to your attention because it's something that is typically not spoken of. And it's nice to find it here. I didn't find it here. Thanks to Mr. Moss for sending it to us on our email basket. And you're certainly welcome to do that. You always may send ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And, of course, you can find all of that contact information on our new website at becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. And, of course, we've got a chat room up and running for your use and enjoyment during the broadcast, and I do check in periodically throughout the broadcast as I try and bounce back and forth between the telephone room and the chat room to keep track of this interactive talk radio environment, or ecology, I guess I should say, these days. But anyway, we're looking at the atmosphere. Did you go to the moon? Didn't you go to the moon? Let's find out a little bit more. The mesosphere starts just above the stratosphere and extends to 53 miles up. Okay, still 53 miles up. We're not talking about going to the moon, honey. We ain't talking about flying to Mars. Just 53 miles above the surface here, this mesosphere. The temperatures again fall as low as a minus 93 degrees. Okay, so it was minus 53 degrees Celsius, and then it comes back up to a minus 3, and now it drops again to a minus 93 degrees Celsius as you increase in altitude. The chemicals are in an excited state as they absorb energy from the sun. The mesopause separates the mesosphere from the thermosphere. The regions of the stratosphere and the mesosphere, along with the stratosphere and the mesopause, are all called the middle atmosphere by scientists. So this is all real confusing, because there's lots of pauses and spheres involved in all of this. But here's the most important part, and we can understand what is really going on here. This is the evaporative cooler. This is the chiller. This is the air conditioning unit that our Creator designed and installed and maintained around our planet to make possible life down here in the troposphere. Very clever design, wouldn't you think? Astounding, actually. Brilliant. Well, godlike. The thermosphere. The thermosphere starts just above the mesosphere. Now, this is something you're not going to find. You used to be able to find the thermosphere discussed in almost any good encyclopedia, but not any longer. You used to be able to turn open just about any good dictionary and find discussion and definition of the thermosphere, but not any longer. It seems ever since we went to the moon, they had to get the thermosphere out of the people's minds. But the thermosphere starts just above the mesosphere, and it extends to about 372 miles high. Okay? So the mesosphere ends at about 53 miles, but the thermosphere extends 372 miles high, 600% further, 650. The temperatures go up as you increase in altitude due to the sun's energies. As Michael Herzog would say, his emphasis there. And temperatures in this region can go as high as 1,727 degrees Celsius. Celsius now, not Fahrenheit. Hotter than the hubs of hell, you might say. Chemical reactions occur much faster here than on the Earth's surface. Kind of like being in a microwave, but certainly you don't have a microwave that could go up to 1,727 degrees. Kind of like what was happening on Ground Zero on September the 11th, you know. Far hotter than jet fuel burns. And that supposedly can bring down 70-story skyscrapers. The upper and lower layers of the thermosphere will be studied more closely during the tethered satellite mission, the TSS-1R. See, they really don't want to tell too much about that. They don't want to confess or admit that there isn't a bloody damn thing that man has ever sent into space that isn't just space garbage by the time it penetrates the thermosphere. Could you imagine what would happen to your laptop if you were to put it someplace in an environment of 1,727 degrees Celsius? Could you imagine what would perhaps happen to something like, oh, let's just say a hydraulic hose, or maybe hydraulic fluid? Or how about silver solder? Or how about gold-tipped deals in your... What would your microchips look like? What would your printer... What do they call those things? Printed circuit boards. What would those look like inside of an oven baking at 1,727 degrees? How much concrete would it take to insulate? What kind of an insulation system would you have? Would you perhaps have to have a nuclear-powered air conditioner? Certainly you wouldn't need to bring along your long underwear. I don't think so. Do you? Well, enough of that. Let's go into something a little bit more intelligent, more intellectual. Intellectual. Well, I don't think so. Anyway, something more interesting. Let's go back to John Stuart Mill, The Criterion of a Good Form of Government, continuing our study. And he writes this, he says, to pass now from the mental to the outward and objective requisites of society. So we're trying to define what kind of society, first, is necessary to be able to support a representative system of government, and conversely, what form of government would different societies develop? So to pass now from the mental to the outward and objective requisites of society, he says, it's impossible to point out any contrivance in politics or arrangement of social affairs which conduces to order only or to progress only. And as we studied from Dillavu and Howard's The Principle of Business Law, we found that law was really and truly just simply order. You know, order out of chaos. That's why we have law. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And unless we all intend to live as the base, bare, brute beasts, living short, brutish, hard lives in the state of nature, as Thomas Hobbes said, where all men are at war against all men, then as we come together in societies, as we live closer and closer in proximity, men have over the centuries developed systems of law and order. But as he says here, once again, which conduces to order only or to progress only. You're not going to have one or the other. It's not an either-or situation. You're not going to have any progress. And no, I'm not talking about evolution. I'm talking about progress. You're not going to have any progress in your society, in your community, your communitarian lifestyle, your kibbutz, kibbutzism, or whatever. You're not going to have any progress there if there is no order, and you will have no order in a land with no progress. Everything just stagnates. But whatever tends to either promotes both. So whatever we do in our systems for freedom, whatever we do in our system is our quest for greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. Whatever we do needs to take into account both progress and order. If it does not, you won't have them both. And if you have neither, you'll have lawlessness. You will have the state of nature once again. Take, for instance, he writes, the common institution of a police. Again, we're writing in the 1850s here. John Stuart Mill, credited as the founder of philosophical radicalism, this being the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We study the philosophical radicals to find out what perhaps they might have had in mind and where we may have gone awry and where they themselves, John Stuart Mill, a confessed socialist, go awry. Take, for instance, the common institution of a police. Order is the object which seems most immediately interested in the efficiency of this part of the social organization. So in 1850 in England, jolly old England, where John Stuart Mill dwelled and wrote, they had police, you know, the bobbies. Yet, if it is effectual to promote order, that is, if it represses crime and enables everyone to feel his person and property secure, see, governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and property, a person and property. Of course, he separates person and property, and rightly so, some do. I take it to another level, following the wisdom of Andrew J. Galambos, and simply define property as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children aren't your property, but it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, from your ideas, your body is like a chalice that carries around and protects and preserves and defends your mind and your mind and your spirit. Out of your mind and your spirit flow all of your ideas, and those ideas then translate into material things, intellectual properties, and all of the various sundries that we know to be property today. So I don't really separate person and property, but John Stuart Mill did. Again, he says here that, let's see, where did I lose it? Did I lose my finger? No, here it is. Yet, if it is effectual to promote order, that is, if it represses crime and enables one to feel his person and property secure, can any state of things be more conducive to progress? Well, we'll find out about that right after this.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we have returned once again in the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Certainly welcome to call in if anything that we've talked about today interests you, piques your curiosity, you want to make a comment, get it out to a wider audience, 866-841-1065. You want to send me an email after the broadcast regarding any of the topics we brought up, it's bvlhost@centurytel.net, or you can just simply go to the website, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. And over the days and weeks to come, I'll be adding more material to that website. Now that it's up on the web, once again, it's been down for over a year. But continuing from our discussion here, this right out of the writings of John Stuart Mill, his Considerations on Representative Government, this from the Everyman's Library, published back in 1972, written, of course, in the 1850s. He continues here, and he says, the greater security of property is one of the main conditions and causes of greater production. There's no reason to build up your, you know, no anticipation, no reasonable expectation that you would be able to build up a factory if you had to guard it 24/7, 365, just to keep people from destroying it overnight. You spend billions and billions of dollars to build a cage around your G8 and G20 meeting, But you would not be able to long endure if you had to constantly defend the gates, you know. So that's why they made moats and then just pour hot oil over the side, right? Anyway, the greater security of property is one of the main conditions and causes of greater production. You're not going to be overly compelled to leave your property on a daily basis and travel off to whatever slavement you have contracted with. You're not going to be too interested in anything off your property, travel, education, any of that, if your property is unsecure in your absence. So all of that works to, that lack of order works to defeat progress, stifle progress, growth, and change. So continuing again, the greater security of property is one of the main conditions and causes of greater production, which is progress in its most familiar and vulgarest aspect. The better repression of crime represses the dispositions which tend to crime, and this is progress in a somewhat higher sense. The release of the individual from the cares and anxieties of a state of imperfect protection sets his faculties free to be employed in any new effort for improving his own state and that of others, while the same cause, by attaching him to social existence and making him no longer see present or prospective enemies in his fellow creatures, fosters all those feelings of kindness and fellowship towards others and interest in the general well-being of the community, which are such important parts of social improvement. So yes, you might be able to endure for a brief period of time under your camouflage tarp out in the garage with your storage food and your semi-automatic weapons and handguns and thousands of rounds for each and your bullion and your beans and so on and so forth. Yes, you might be able to survive a little bit of time that way, but life would be grim, brutish, and very short, no doubt. There'd be no sense of kindness, no fellowship towards others. I don't imagine that your charity would extend more than the first day or two once the neighbors discovered you had a cachet of food and weapons and water and discovered that you were willing to share. I think you would probably be liquidated within 24 hours and everyone else would be eating your beans and enjoying your bullets and bullion. Take again such a familiar case as that of a good system of taxation and finance. Again, this guy was no dummy, and he was involved in government for a long time. Regardless of your ideas of taxation and finance, just listen up. Again, these are the philosophical radicals, so listen carefully. You're going to have to chew this water with care. This would generally be classed as belonging to the province of order, taxation and finance, belonging to the province of order or law. Yet, what can be more conducive to progress? A financial system which promotes the one conduces by the very same excellences to the other. So not all things finance and not all things taxation, in John Stuart Mill's mind, were evils. Economy, for example, equally preserves the existing stock of national wealth and favors the creation of more. A just distribution of burthens, he writes, or burdens, which would be how you would say it today. A just distribution of burthens by holding up to every citizen an example of morality and good conscience applied to different difficult adjustments. This idea of morality and good conscience goes back to the idea of the pursuit of happiness as it was originally written of by its founder, really, the happiness principle, by its founder, Francis Hutcheson, earlier than Adam Smith's writing, The Wealth of Nations. So continuing here, says, an example of morality and good conscience. You see, that's a little bit different from the new economic order where everything that generates a profit is a good and anything that returns a loss is a bad. At the time of this writing, there were still such things as morality and good conscience. We all know that Lloyd Blankfein has no conscience at all. Neither does Tony Hayward. Neither does Lord Brown. Neither does Barry the Usurper or Elena Kagan. Likely. Maybe she has. I don't know. Don't know the woman yet. Such a mode, now let's go on, tends in an eminent degree to educate the moral sentiments of the community, both in respect of strength and of discrimination. So again, it's this morality and good conscience applied to difficult adjustments and an evidence of the value which the highest authorities attach to them is what tends in an eminent degree to educate the moral sentiments of the community, both in respect of strength and of discrimination. Oh, darest thou say the word, John Stuart Mill? Did you say discrimination? Oh, how politically incorrect. Get a sip of coffee here and we'll go on. thank you for indulging me there for a moment. Continuing, such a mode of levying the taxes as does not impede the industry. What a novel concept. Levying taxes that do not impede the industry, as opposed to leveling rules, regulations, licenses, taxes, and privileges to the level that you would drive all of your industry and all of the industriousness of your people offshore, or unnecessarily interfere with the liberty of the citizen. Funny. I guess our founders set up a system that John Stuart Mill is kind of speaking well of here, but yet our current administrations have completely ignored. Let me say this again. Such a mode of levying the taxes as not to impede the industry or unnecessarily interfere with the liberty of the citizen promotes not the preservation only, but the increase of the national wealth and encourages a more active use of the individual faculties. Do you mean to say that if we got rid of almost all of the taxes, or at least certainly not laying taxes that impede industry or interfere with the liberty of the citizen, would actually promote an increase of the national wealth? Maybe we wouldn't have to follow the Keynesian model of economics where we spend our way out of prosperity. Instead, we could just allow the people to produce our way out of prosperity. What a novel concept. Absolutely amazing. And vice versa. All errors in finance and taxation which obstruct the improvement of the people in wealth and morals tends also, if of sufficiently serious amount positively, to impoverish and demoralize them. It holds, in short, universally that when order and permanence are taken in their widest sense for the stability of existing advantages, the requisites of progress are but the requisites of order in a greater degree. Those of permanence merely those of progress in a somewhat smaller measure. Well, the wisdom of John Stuart Mill. Some of the things that we've already covered, ground that we've already covered well in the past, which seems to be lost on people like Elena Kagan teaching at Harvard, now basically a Jewish institution, formerly a Protestant seminary. But nevertheless, it seems to have been lost on this administration. They seem to have lost their way. They don't seem to know how to administer, nor should they be allowed to continue to rule. Well, that's it for me today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I've enjoyed being here. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.